The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it is on my mind very much, or in my heart, this idea of simplicity. And it's an attitude, it's a state of mind, it's a way of being that I think is very wise or has access to wisdom as much as has access to some level of peace. Simplicity is to not be in conflict with our life, with reality. Simplicity is to be able to be present for what is without adding a lot of reactivity, adding commentary, adding judgments on top of it. And of course, not all circumstances warrant simplicity, but it's probably fair to say that being simple, simplicity of being, is probably more relevant than most people allow it to be. That it's certainly something to cultivate and to appreciate. At the danger of making it complicated, I associate simplicity, maybe it doesn't, because of my background and my life experiences, I associate it with the early morning stillness overlooking a mountain lake where the lake is completely still, maybe a teeny bit of kind of water vapor kind of rising up from the lake, but completely still and quiet. The mountains around are still and quiet. It's almost like the world hasn't come awake yet, but it's so peaceful. So I have this very positive association with the idea of simplicity, a simplicity of being. And I have association of it also with as if, and sometimes occasionally it's, I actually do it, as if in front of everything that I experience or everything I think, everything I feel, I add this, like this preface, like a single word preface that prefaces it. And it's the word just. And I love this word because it has two meanings. It has the meaning of simply, only this, just this. And it also has the meaning of something is just. There's justice in it. And so to add just the morning light, just a thought. Sometimes I do it after the thought because then I notice I might have the thought something like, I don't know, I don't do this, but I wonder what lottery number I should choose this week. I've never bought a lottery ticket, so I don't even know how it's done. But what lottery ticket? And then I see myself say that, and I'll say, just thinking lottery tickets. That's all it is. Just thinking about that. If I'm feeling angry, just anger. If I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling, just add the word just in front of it. And that for me makes it, it kind of clears the space, opens the room for it. Oh, this is all it is. This is what it is now. This is what it is in itself. For me, I associate it with a kind of respect that it, now everything is allowed to be itself. So I imagine sometimes someone with, maybe I shouldn't say this, treating me, it's just Gil, as opposed to, you know, aren't you the person who cut me off in traffic 2 days ago? Aren't you the person who, you know, messed with me in high school? Aren't you the, you know, on and on. All this other things people add, it's just skill. Oh, look at that. And I feel respected. I feel like breathing room. So in that way, we can have just my friend, just my partner, just my children can be very respectful because it allows people to be who they are as opposed to requiring them to be different or having judgments about them or all these complicated ways in which we see people or events or situation. It's just this. And if you think it's too simplistic, then you can kind of borrow the second meaning of just. There's justice here in just allowing this to be here. There's something very fair about letting each thing be itself. The pristine simplicity of each thing. What is it? In Buddhism, in this kind of practice we do here, it does lend itself to this kind of simplicity. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, Munindraji, an Indian teacher who I spent a little bit of time with, his famous slogan from him was, if it's not simple, it's not vipassana. However, to me, after I made a bad decision in India, he said to me, Gil, it's important to be simple, but don't be a simpleton. There's a way in which being simple, just letting each thing be itself, gives a room and space in a thinking mind, in a busy mind, in a reactive mind, for wisdom to arise, for clear seeing to arise, to clear understanding to arise, and in particular, clear understanding about what our response is and what we want our response to be. We have room to notice our reactions, our judgments, our desires, our aversions. We have room to recognize what the deeper motivations are. Just this, because you sit at the edge of the lake early in the morning and there's space for you to see what you're thinking and what your concerns are. And there's lots of space for you to be who you are and you're not meditating, maybe. And so in that peaceful setting in the morning, there's a chance to kind of have an intimacy with oneself and to notice what's driving us, what's inspiring us, what's happening to us at that moment, even if all it is, as if that's all, right way to say it, even if it is the view of the lake itself, just the sky, the mountains, whatever it might be. So, to be simple so that you can allow each thing to be itself before you react, before you judge, before you want it to be different or want to change it. Let it be itself. And then in that space that allows, notice what deeper motivation exists for you in relationship to it. What deeper understanding exists in relationship that wouldn't have surfaced if you acted on at your normal patterns, your normal habits, your normal judgments, your normal way of thinking. You're making room for a different way. It might make your responses slower, which maybe is not appropriate if you're driving, but it might... It doesn't mean that you're missing out in many situations. Taking your time is often, there is space for that. Taking your time also gives space for the other person, maybe, to do the same. But if we come really quickly back with a response, a reactive response, the other person might feel they have to do that as well. And then, we can get in trouble with each other. So the practice of simplicity, being simple a simplicity of being that I also associate with joy, tremendous joy, kind of a quiet, peaceful joy. So I don't know what your associations are with simplicity, but you might want to consider a little bit what associations you have with it. Some of you might have associations which doesn't make it a welcoming thing. It doesn't seem like a good thing to be simple. What are those associations? How did you come to that? Why do you have those associations? Maybe it's appropriate. But maybe there are other associations you can call upon. Maybe you can reflect on a little bit. Simplicity. Yes, it's a negative thing in those circumstances, but when is it helpful? When is simplicity useful? And at the minimum, as a minimum, I'd like to propose it's useful when you meditate. And it's so respectful of who we are, our system, what goes on. The simplicity, which just a thought, just a feeling, just a body, because it allows each thing to kind of unfold and do itself, as opposed to us trying to control our meditation and deciding what should and shouldn't happen and batting some things away. Like you know, these Buddhists, they're very good at letting go. So let's let go of all the bad things. Maybe the difficult states of mind shouldn't be let go of. Maybe a simplicity with them, it's just anger, allows us to see it more clearly, allows us to find a different relationship to it, allows us to see maybe there's wisdom deeply buried in the anger that wouldn't have been known if we acted on it reactively. So at least in meditation, I think, if you can have a positive association to what this, the power of simplicity, I think it would probably support your meditation quite a bit. So those are my thoughts. Were they too complicated? So thank you. And so now we have this